651-2050, extension 116.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
And welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Cactus and I were out driving and just covering some things, discussing past programs. And we observe what happens daily, the changes that take place daily, the madness that just seems to be rampant. The madness is just like the prairie dogs here in the Front Range of Colorado. You just can't seem to get an end to the madness and the prairie dogs. You can't kill them, and you can't harm them. You have to befriend them. You have to allow them to come onto your property. You have to allow them to destroy whatever they want to destroy, because there's madness. It's evident that there are people that are mad. And the Bible says about these people that have this great love for trees and animals, that if mankind does not control the animals, then the animals will rule the people, and the animals will be a curse to the people. You want to allow wolves back into the western slope of Colorado, and you can't kill them? Well, eventually, they will become a plague. You have a hornet's nest, and you don't take care of that nest, or wasps, you're going to be in trouble. God created man to tame nature. The greatest enemy of mankind is nature. If you don't tame nature, then nature will harass you and will be a plague and be a curse upon the land. Well, that's the madness of the people internationally in so many areas. The reason I focus on not only do I focus on what's happening in Ukraine, other things also, but because there's a thought in the Bible. I have to present this to you from this perspective, otherwise you won't understand really where I'm headed. There's a thought in the Bible that if prophecies are about to take place or in the process of taking place, if you don't know what those prophecies are, they pass you by and you miss a great revelation that God is trying to present to the world. Example, Donald Trump, the seventh king, in Revelation chapter 10, I'm sorry, Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the riddle of the seven kings. The seventh king is Donald Trump. Donald Trump is about to finish that prophecy. The prophecy of Donald Trump as a seventh king in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, is about to end. It began when he became president. He is the seventh king. He was to be allowed in power for a short space. He still is, according to our Constitution. There's been an overthrow of his second term. And the person that is in his position is an imposter. Very shortly, one of the seven kings who has already been in power and has left power as president of the United States is going to return to power. He cannot return to power until he completely removes Donald Trump from his position constitutionally. And that person is already behind the scenes working, using continuity of government, senior executive services, using the Pilgrim Society agendas and agencies out of England and New York City, using the military-industrial complex, all of the 3 to 28, 26-letter intelligence agencies, and he's going to remove two things. Firstly, there are seven kings, eight administrations. We're not in the eighth administration yet. We're still in the seventh administration of Donald Trump. Shortly, one of the seven kings, I eliminated five yesterday, up to George Bush Jr., the first five kings, they are no longer allowed to continue in a political world. Two of them are dead, three of them, one of them is just way too old, and the other two, one is pretty close to death, Bill Clinton. George Bush Jr., the Bush dynasty has been destroyed by Donald Trump. There's only one person left in the mix, Barack Obama, a.k.a. Barry Satoru. Well, there are eight administrations with seven kings to fill, and one of these seven kings has a dual time in power. He's had his first time in. We'll be back.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565. 9565.
There is a spell upon the minds of the people of the world. A spell. There is witchcraft that goes out daily to affect the minds of the people of this earth. I know that you may think that's a little bizarre. Well, you have to understand the occult world. They have these yearly, all year long, they have these occult holidays, not holidays, they are cult coven meetings, and it's in those meetings they pray for Satan's will to be done upon the earth. They pray for wars, they pray for diseases, they pray for plagues, they pray for hardships for people, they send out curses, spells that go out upon the earth. If it wasn't for God's mercy, this world would have already been destroyed thousands of years ago. Now, going back to the riddle of the seven kings, eight administrations, but seven kings. One of the kings gets two roughly eight-year periods of rule. The first five are out of the picture. Number six is the only one, logically, that can be the eighth king. Donald Trump isn't, because he's number seven. We're seeing prophecy, just about the prophecies of these, this riddle of these kings. The seventh administration, Donald Trump, is almost ready to end. Before the eighth king, and when the eighth king, or the eighth administration, when the eighth king begins to rule that final administration here in the United States of America, one of the first things that must happen is the Constitution of the United States of America must be completely neutralized. I don't say destroyed, because they'll probably still have some purpose for it, but it will be neutralized, and let's say it is destroyed, there's going to have to be some new form of law that will become the law of the land. And the eighth king just happens to be a constitutional lawyer. The person that will be the eighth king. He's number six. He will be number eight. Constitutional lawyer. He can only take power when the Constitution as we know it is completely destroyed. This is why the push of the occult world ruling this country is adamant to destroy freedom of speech and to destroy the right that we have to bear arms, to quick, lawful proceedings when you're taken to court, to own property free from the control of the government. Freedom of religion. Every one of these that I've just mentioned are under severe attack. And many people now are starting to, they're hoping, they're suspecting that this coming election, this is maybe not going to turn out the way we would like. But I would say this, We, the people of this country, should do everything possible to keep our freedom to vote alive and do everything possible to stop these people that are insane. I shouldn't say they're insane. I'm not saying they're not intelligent. They're brilliant. They're satanically brilliant. They're very gifted. They're very powerful. But they are insane. Their minds are affected. They are not people who love life. They prefer death. They glory in joy and they're ecstatic when people suffer. And I think I have mentioned before that at the turn of the century, 1999, the occult world came out and they began to present at that time and state that the century in which we live presently will be an occult century. And from that time, from the first day of this millennium, of this new century actually, the rise of evil, witchcraft, we see the thousands and thousands of people coming out and stating that they've been victims of satanic ritual abuse. We see the rise of the attack on children in the womb and outside of the womb. And now the laws that up to, I forget how many weeks, you can abort a child even though the child has been born into the world. The rise of evil is taking place. We can't ignore it. Now, that's the foundation that in the future I can just go forward. You don't have to believe me. In my interpretation of the Bible and the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, that's my interpretation. You don't have to believe me. But the future is going to tell the truth whether my interpretation is correct or incorrect. But in the meantime, the prophecy I say about Donald Trump is almost complete, and the final prophecy of the final king that will rule America is just about to be ushered in. Secondly, another great prophecy is Russia in Ukraine. Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. This prophecy is already been set in motion. The prophecy states briefly that Russia must be dressed for battle, prepared for battle, must be equipped for battle economically, militarily. Russia, with a group of nations, is going to be dragged, forced by God to attack the nation of Israel. The actual war won't take place in the nation of Israel, in the real estate that Israel lives upon right now, or that territory. The battle will take place across the Jordan River to the east in the nation of present-day Jordan. That's where the battle will occur. We are about to see this prophecy fulfilled. But before the prophecy is fulfilled, Russia must have a group of nations that will be her allies and move south for war. Now, with the billions of dollars of weaponry that is being sent into Ukraine, probably for every $1 billion worth of equipment that goes into Ukraine, maybe 70 75% of that equipment disappears into a dark hole, into a black hole. Let's say 50%. And somebody internationally is getting very wealthy selling the equipment, the military equipment that's ending up and going to Ukraine. It probably doesn't even reach Ukraine. It's probably pipelined elsewhere. I believe a lot of that weaponry is going to be used on the war against Israel. This is document, not my opinion. This is documented proof that this weaponry is disappearing. Sophisticated weaponry. So everything is being shipped to Ukraine. And let's talk about the metric tons of dollars that are being, $100 bills that are being sent there. What percentage, how many tons are ending up in the accounts of the people pushing for that war in Ukraine? The people here in this country that are pushing for more military financial aid. What about the boomerang effect? How it ends up right back in the accounts, offshore accounts, of the powerful people in this administration? How much is ending up in Barack Obama's account? His son's account, his brother's account, his wife's account, secret accounts, the Clintons' account. How about Pelosi's account? How much of that is just being rerouted back into their accounts? The golden goose is laying eggs like crazy, and those eggs are not ending up in the hands of the American people, and the wealth and the blessing that those eggs could, there could be great blessings for the American people. There's so much money, if you could just turn around and reinvest that right here in this country, but that won't happen. Tons and tons and tons of $100 bills ending up in secret bank accounts. And how much of that is going back to Barry Satoro's accounts? How about everyone that is in the administration getting a piece of that pie? Now, out of the Russian embassy, they've warned the United States that massive supplies of equipment, like I'm explaining to you, military hardware, ammunition, is being sent to Kyiv. And it indicates that the United States has decided not to stop this program, and that Washington continues to deliver these weapons to the conflict areas, which is in Ukraine. And the foreign minister of cybersecurity, Andrei Kruchekhev, boy, too many of these Russian names. I think I'm going to be Russian. You know, if I were Russian, what would my last name be? My last name is Rodriguez. I must be something like Rodrakopov. That would be it. If I went to Russia, it would be Rakopov. So anyhow, he states that the United States needs to quit attacking the Russian computer systems. He states, quote, "We do not recommend that the United States provoke Russia into retaliatory measures. A rebuff will certainly follow. It will be firm and resolute. However, the outcome of this mess could be catastrophic, because there will be no winners in a direct cyber clash of states." And this is why Russia is distancing itself from the computer, international computer network, going to protect herself. So Russia is in the process of distancing herself from this. We'll be back in a few minutes. We'll talk, I think, about how Russia distanced herself from World Economic Forum, and what does that mean? Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, podcast 1360KHNC.com. We'll be back in a few minutes.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC. The PE Gun Show, June 11th and 12th, is at the Boulder County Fairgrounds at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado.
The show features two firearm drawings, the 12-gauge tactical shotgun on Saturday and a 12-gauge over and under on Sunday. With CCW classes, great food, and hundreds of tables to shop, it's a great way to spend the day.
For info, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez. I'll be the host of The Present Truth Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. Topics: American world hegemony, New World Order, agendas of secret societies, the coming world religion. Again, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Hey, I was in the New Age movement once. I know what it's all about, the Age of Aquarius. Yep, the New Age, truly. The Age of Aquarius, the final occult time of mankind's, the great occult age is upon us. The prior to Christ's return, he made it clear that in the book of Revelation that this would be the most spiritual time in mankind's history. Spiritually, on a positive side, the greatest revelation of God revealing himself through his son, Christ Jesus, to the world, to present to the world the truth of the time in which we live in, what will happen at the end of the world. He has to inform us what's going to happen. He has to tell us who is going to do the evil to mankind. Everything is in the book of Revelation, and God has to obey His own word. He cannot hide anything. Everything has to be made known, brought out into the open. Everything that's going to happen, He has promised to reveal it to mankind so that mankind can prepare for the evil to come, especially at the end of the world. He said that if He didn't return, no flesh would be saved. And He's good to His word. And He also said that what is done in secret, meaning the evil at the end of the world, and the people, the rulers, and who commit the evil, He says that He will expose them. They will be revealed to mankind. And mankind will know who these people are and what they're doing. Do we know what Anthony Fauci and the pharmaceutical companies, these corporations, do we know what they've been doing? In this audience, we do. Do we know what Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and what they are attempting to do, and they will be given the right to do it, and the Western world will be controlled by them? And how about the Bill Gates of hell? All of his evil has to be exposed. The evil of each president, starting with Jimmy Carter, George Bush, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., a very, very evil man. His son is very evil, both of all three of them, the whole family. His wife is the daughter of Aleister Crowley, through an illegitimate relationship the mother had with Aleister. Everything will be revealed. Nothing will be hidden. Donald Trump will not apologize. He's sticking to his guns that his plan to vaccinate this country, the people of this country, was a great plan. You know, for those that know me, Donald Trump, he's in the Bible. I acknowledge him as being in the Bible, not only in the New Testament, but also in the Old Testament. He was the stranger, King Solomon's stranger, in 1 Kings chapter 8, on the day that Solomon dedicated the temple. At the end of his speech, he said there'd be a stranger, somebody that was not of the children of Israel, would come to visit Israel and pray toward the temple. Donald Trump fulfilled that prophecy. We're seeing prophecy taking place. But Donald Trump, I see that he is not changing his position on this matter of the vaccinations. It's a big mistake on his part. But remember, there is a devil who is very powerful and is able to deceive anybody, even Donald Trump, even myself. So we who are Christians must be careful. But anyhow, at the end of the world, in the time prior to Christ's return, all these people that we see presently, especially in this network, on this station, we are fortunate to be able to view the world from a completely different perspective, 180 degrees in the opposite direction of the people who are actually ruling the world. We see their plans. We know what they're going to do. Fortunately for us, we get to see things the way that they really are. And I present to the audience that in the book of Revelation, Christ presented what was going to happen at the end of the world very clearly. There would be a great spiritual battle take place between the children of the devil and the children of God. And the battle will be for the people in between. And Satan is on a recruiting a campaign to recruit as many people as possible into worshiping him, to following him, obeying him. And he is offering them power, and he's offering them whatever they love, whatever he can trick them with. A big spiritual war is taking place. Satan is deceiving the people of the world. He's going to drag them to hell. He wants them to be with him in his eternity of fire. But on the other hand, in the book of Revelation, God says that he has seven churches, and these churches need to come alive to God and present the eternal, the Son of the eternal God to mankind, giving them hope and an opportunity to receive him. And by receiving him, they receive eternal life. They may die physically, they may suffer physically, but they will eternally be with God, with Christ, in the millennial kingdom and in eternity. Those that are faithful will be rewarded in the millennial kingdom. You know, Adolf Hitler talked about a thousand-year utopia. He's going to be a thousand-year rule of the Third Reich or Fourth Reich. Well, he got that thought from the Bible, the thousand-year kingdom of Christ. And we're just about, and we are slipping into what the term is, the fourth turning. We might discuss that in just a few minutes, the fourth turning. But we're watching things happen that the world could never imagine 100 years ago.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, June 12th, let's not forget the BSC Leathers Car and Bike Show in LaSalle. It's our second annual Silver Souls Car and Bike Show. Come one, come all, if you like bikes, if you like cars, if you like monster trucks. Yes, I said monster trucks. June 12th, 10 to 2, LaSalle, Colorado by the subway. Visit us on Facebook or online at bscleathers.com. Thank you.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together, you and I.
For we can fly.
Well, you know, if you want to listen to this program, I'm going to take you up as high as I can to show you what I believe is coming. You don't have to believe me, but if I'm correct, you're going to have an advantage, because if you know the future, what will you give to know the future? I'm just presenting to you what is coming. Christ said at the end of the world there'd be an antichrist system. Do you think that the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, this group of people, do you think this is a system that would honor God, benefit mankind, or is it an antichrist system? All that Bill Gates is doing, Bill Gates of hell, is it part of the antichrist system? And Anthony Fauci and the pharmaceutical companies? The Lord did say there would be an antichrist system at the end of the world, not just individual people, but systems that would build the kingdom of Satan. And in that kingdom, it would be a kingdom of violence, a kingdom of hardship, death. It would be, it would bring misery, suffering to the world. A system, if you read the book of Revelation, the famines at the end of the world, they're not famines that God is bringing upon the world. He's allowing these children of the devil to do their evil so the world will see what is in their heart, and that the world will know truly there is a devil, and the devil does have children. And the children of the devil, their intention is to cull the world of millions, billions of people. And we're watching it. And it will take place it will in haste. From the 2 years ago, the culling began, and it has begun in haste. Now the famines that are coming are being moved as quickly forward as possible. You know, out of Ukraine, the ports in Ukraine, you can't ship out. The ports have been the harbors in Ukraine that take the grain to the world. They have been, they were in disarray. They were damaged. And now the ships are ready to go out and the granaries are full. And so what does the Nazi movement in Ukraine do? They were being forced, the Russians were coming in, and they were being forced to evacuate that area. So what do? They burned all of those millions of thousands, hundreds and thousands and millions of tons of grain that was to go to Africa. They burned it. They destroyed it. If we can't have it, no one's going to have it. This is the evil in the heart of man. Now, this evil is being directed by two groups in this world, one out of London, one out of New York City, the Pilgrim Society. Everything goes back to Pilgrim Society. Pilgrim Society, New York and London, they have their hand in the war in Ukraine. They had the hand in the Bolshevik Revolution in World War II with Adolf Hitler. They had their hand in what happened in Iraq, the Iraq wars. It was America that carried it out. The hammer of the world, the great sledgehammer that God is going to use to destroy the nations. Babylon the Great, Empire, America. But it's directed by Pilgrim Society, New York and London. There has to be the center brain for the multi-headed Hydra. There has to be the brain for the multi-armed Shiva. In the West, it is Pilgrim Society, New York City, and London. Now, on the other side of the world, it is an occult world too. And there's going to be a clash of the occult titans. the clash of the occult world in the West, clashing with, going to war with the occult world in the Far East, in Asia, in that area. And there is an occult world within Islam, within the middle, within the nations in Saudi Arabia and that area, in the Middle East. There's another great occult network. And the Muslim people, some do know that it is Islamic occultism. Then you have in South America, we know about all of the different types of occult societies, and in Africa, in South America, and in Africa. There, I have the picture of a man who his name was, I'll think of his name, but he had he bought the property in Nigeria, Benson, Idahosa, where voodoo came into existence in this earth. And there was voodoo practices for, I don't know if you want to say centuries, I don't remember the story. But I forgot to turn my phone off. But the Benson, Idahosa, he bought the piece of property where voodoo came into the world, and he eventually, I'll give you the story on the way back. I've told this on the program on Sunday. I'm going to tell this audience so you can understand more clearly what I'm presenting in the matter of the end of the world of cold titans.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new P.E. Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is a perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, I will just to tell you the world that we're going into. These occult titans internationally are going to actually be in a battle against each other, and they will be fighting for control. The occult West, Antichrist, the occult East, Xi Jinping, The Battle of Armageddon is, yes, bullets, bombs, but it's also an occult war. It's an occult war of all of the occult world fighting against Christ, trying to defeat Christ with occult measures, with witchcraft, with voodoo, with you name it. I'm telling you because you need to know, you want to know. Now, Benson Idahosa, this man was told by the Holy Spirit, buy this piece of property where voodoo came into the world. He bought it. Big trees, 100 feet tall or taller. Bought the property. People thought he was crazy. The voodoo doctors laughed at him because they knew their power was greater than his. But God told him to buy it. He bought it. He brought in bulldozers and knocked down all the trees on that property and shoved them to the back of the property. They came back the next day. The trees are upright. The people were a little bit, you know, they were freaking out. But he told the guys that ran the equipment, knock them down again. They knocked them down again, moved them to the back of the property, came back the next day. The trees were up again. A friend who was a pastor down in Denver has good friends with Benson. Benson told him the story. He's seen the property. And these people didn't want to even get on the land the second time. But he said, it's okay, knock them down. Next time, they knocked them down. The third time, they stayed down because God had given him a ministry in Nigeria. And he was successful. This is the type of world we, all of us, whether you believe in Christ, don't believe in Christ, whether you're religious, not religious, whether you believe there's a God, you don't believe there's a God, as time goes forward, you are going to see the occult world become more powerful. And you're going to see Christianity, true religion, come into the forefront and become very, very powerful also. Because at the end of the world, the children of God and the children of the devil are going to have a face-off. Just like Moses, when he went before Pharaoh, and Pharaoh called in his magicians, and there was a face-off. And the devil worshipers, they know there's going to be a face-off. And really, to a great degree, they are afraid of it. And they will eventually be able to do what God will allow them to do. But after all is done in the far future, the people that they have come to eliminate from off the earth, the Christian people, will rise up. And the occult world will tremble, fear, and they will realize they have lost the battle. Because then Christ will come and begin to bring final judgments upon the earth and those people. I'm just giving this, laying this down today. You don't have to believe it. But this is the world we're going into, and what we're watching in the world today is a war that is a spiritual war as well as physical wars. Rick Rodriguez will be back tomorrow. Have a good day, and I'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Bye for now. 1360KHC.com for podcasts.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Hi, I'm Anita McAllister, your senior specialist. Are you turning 65? Know someone who is? The best time to learn about Medicare is 3 months before you turn 65. Call me at 970-515-6882 to start planning. Don't make the mistake of waiting too long. There are specific enrollment periods. If you miss them, you may have to wait till next year. There are late enrollment penalties. The longer you wait, the bigger the penalties. Call me, 970-515-6882, today.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM.